Summer loving, happy a bliss.
Summer loving happens so fast. The weather is 40 hands on a Monday afternoon.
Gotta get that palm sweat. Oh, hello.
Hi, guys. Hello. Thanks for joining us today.
Just kidding. I'm not Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Or are you?
Yes, I am. Surprise.
Can't talk drinking.
All of us trying to drink at once.
Nice silent.
Hello, we're the Chatterbugs, and today we have two special guests. One, my boyfriend, and two, Edward 40 Hands. He's here.
What's up, Edward?
He's happy.
Glug, glug.
And I'm out of breath from drinking.
Oh, yeah, we're all like, kind of about the same.
Yeah.
Oh, you've drank the...
Oh, I kind of...
I'm the deepest.
Catch up here.
Exact same.
Yeah, almost. I'm using the mic to point at it, so I fade away.
Like, no, she gave the mic to Eddie. He just didn't have anything to say.
How are you feeling?
Glug, 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 glug. Slosh, slosh.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So, obviously, we're drinking vodka, and we've mixed it with some diet beverages, and then we put it in a 2-liter and tape it to our hands.
Yeah.
So...
So we're gonna...
We're the Shutterbugs. I'm Kaylee.
I'm Sam.
And I'm David. But I'm not a Shutterbug. I'm just here.
He's a Shutterbay.
He's
Shutterbay.
Bay.
He's your bay.
I'm back, baby.
Baby, I'm back on a roll. I'm back, baby. It'll be interesting because the new mic situation and, of course, drinking. Should
I'm
we put straws
lot.
In these?
You know, I have the same thought,
so
but
smart.
We need to, like extend a straw, you know?
I might have some.
It kind of defeats the purpose a little bit.
I suppose. The discomfort is part of the fun.
Yeah, but it's more like we have to move the mics away from our mouths to drink.
Yeah, I guess everyone just got a nice earful of me sipping at this.
But that's
what
we have to do every time anyway, so... You're just not going to hear the slurp anymore.
Hear that, though.
Refreshing.
It's nice and warm already. That's the sound of drinking a fuck ton of liquid out of a 2-liter bottle. It's okay, though, because we're drinking diet.
So we're definitely healthy. The only calories are the alcohol.
Yeah.
Which is, what, 10 ounces in 2 liters? That's like nothing.
Yeah.
Wait, how much is vodka? 64?
Yeah, so 650 calories of vodka, spanned over 2 liters and approximately one-ish hour so far.
Ooh,
with
so
minimal
we're having
drinking.
A meal
Do you
of
want
vodka.
Like a fun fact though? All I've eaten today is breakfast, so that's why I'm already feeling it.
All we had was lunch, but like a fuck ton. I have a lot of bread in my body.
I had 2 eggs, 2 pieces of toast, and 3 sausages. They're like the skinny breakfast sausages. But
it's like nothing. I'm like hard hitting on.
And some cheese that I just ate.
1,000 like cals.
2 pieces of cheese I just
yeah,
ate.
Yeah, straight up Subway.
All my calories today are gone. So, whee!
There's like 2 of you already. Oh no, I'm losing circulation in my hand. It's making me dizzy.
Is your brain in your hand?
Yes, it is.
You don't know me.
You don't know
I
me.
I do.
You don't know where I'm from.
For like 20 years.
That's true. This summer is 20 years that
oh
I've
God,
known
is
you.
It really?
Yep.
Gross. You guys are old fucks.
I moved.
Yeah,
moved
I just became an older fuck, so that's cool.
Ew. Start calling you grandpa.
Yeah, baby.
Ooh, no, grandpappy, no.
Daddy, though. We started... Okay. I work with a lot of women, and we have one male coworker, and the one has started calling him Daddy.
Oh, no.
Like, I can't. I'll try to do it, and I can't do it with a straight face. I'm like, ooh, Daddy. And
right?
Just,
and
like,
they're like, Poppy. Like, Daddy. Like, you can't be
I
like,
just start calling
hi,
him
Daddy.
No, it's all of the above.
I don't even call my
if
own father
Daddy.
Daddy. Unless
Hi.
I need cash.
Welcome to the podcast. We're talking about you.
Danny Daddy. Dandy.
Dandy Daddy. I can't even like pretend Sick. To talk about it. Like
just so thrown by it. Isn't he young too?
He's like
younger.
Early to mid 30s.
Oh, never mind.
So
he can definitely be a daddy.
That is young. What are you talking
like
about?
Like dad age.
God, please let it be young.
In the north, he's pushing grandpa age.
Yeah.
That's you.
It's kind of a joke, is it though?
No? Kind of.
Kind of a joke, but just really a sad truth.
It's hard.
Like at this point, I'll probably be a grandma when I'm
90.
65 to 100.
I guess it depends. Are we making babies?
Ooh, technically, we are women, so we can, yes.
You should remove your IUD in 1 year.
I thought you were going to say right now, and I was like, no.
I'll help. Lean back.
No. It hurts a lot. I no, bought thank gloves. You. Ooh,
just I getting a gloves. Surprise episode of Sawbones.
Oh, my God. Forcefully ripped out.
I'd do it, like, slow. Is it better to do it fast like a band-aid?
Yeah.
Like a fucking, like starting a lawnmower?
We're gonna
just
need...
Just ripcord that shit.
Like how you'd pull anal beads out, like you're trying to start a lawnmower.
What's it called? We're gonna need a pair of tweezers, a scap... What is it that puts in your cooter that they crank open?
Speculum.
Speculum.
Not a scapula.
I know, scapula is your shoulder. It's a word.
I can't even drink because I'm just laughing. I've had... That much, and I'm like,
we're gonna do 2 episodes today, kids, but probably just 1.
That seems unlikely because we're also gonna slam like 10 ounces right now.
There's so. Literally 1 cat hair on my mic that's slowly moving its way into my mouth.
Da-da-da. I cleaned mine off pretty good. Did you? Were you not able to?
I literally rubbed it on my pants, which are also covered in cat hair.
Yeah, you probably added some.
I only have 1 hand, guys.
I used my hand, like I put my mic on my leg and used my 1 free hand to like pull the cat hair off.
Good.
But I'm
just gonna lick it off like a cat.
Also, somebody texted me at some point and I'll never know what it says. This is it.
My mom texted me, I'm pretty sure. I'll respond later.
Well, your laptop at least will show you what people say, but like, I'm just gone.
I literally don't even read my laptop.
I am off the map. What's off the grid? That's the one.
I am off-roading.
I am free-balling.
Okay, no,
I'm not, no. I did have a tank top on under this earlier because this shirt is a little sheer and I just took it off.
Whatever.
I didn't want to be too hot.
It's white.
My bra is nude, so it's like, it doesn't like... You know, if you wear a white bra under a white shirt and you can just tell. See your bra. If you wear a nude bra, it's just like, is that sheer? Like, it looks less sheer.
You can wear a red bra under a white shirt and it blends in better than a white bra.
Yeah, you actually
Weird
could.
Weird devil's magic science.
Yeah.
It's true. Like, pop on a red bra, no one's going to see it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Pop on a red bra under a black shirt, everyone sees it.
Yep, it's very, very obvious.
Dave, now that you know about bras, you can find one that works for you.
But I got these tiny titties.
You do.
Tiny titties, big titties, you should hold them and hoist them however you choose.
Holster them titties.
Strap them down, free ball, whatever you want. It's your choice, man. Free the nip.
I just go titty nip. Commando.
Titty commando. I call it free balling.
Free balling.
Like the song. Because I'm free. I'm free balling. You know the one.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
So I don't know how it goes.
I do.
Oh my God, did you just make up a song? That sounds like a hit. You should sing it. We should travel back in time and
play it on the radio.
I really want to see the movie Yesterday, though. The one about the guy who is like hit by a lightning bolt and then everyone forgets the Beatles and he sings all the Beatles songs and gets famous.
I do really want to see that. And then with the like, write us a song right now.
And he's just like, okay, just like sings it. And they're just like, oh shit.
If that were me, it'd be like, I don't know any music. Near, like no band do I know that. Maybe some Death Hamilton. Death song. You write Hamilton, right? But if it was just like the Beatles didn't exist, I'd be like, I can tell you like lines.
Something about like, a yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine. That's
yellow
it.
Submarine.
True
yellow
story.
Submarine.
I was a power skating coach once, and the kids I was in charge of, we had to actually go out and skate around to that. And I had this big like periscope on my head and I got it caught on a cord and almost fell over.
When was this?
It was back in our hometown.
But like
the year was 2002.
I think I was like 17.
I have absolutely no memory of this.
I'm glad.
At all.
It was so bad.
Did you skate?
Me?
I started when I first moved there. I did some skating because I came from like, I was a figure skater, but I was really new to town and like kind of sad that I didn't know anybody and got frustrated and didn't want to do it. So I quit. I played hockey once though in like high school. Me and KP, who's now KK, we went to like hockey one day and I'd never skated in hockey skates, and it's not the same as skating in figure skates.
Hockey skates are way better.
And oh, hell no. No way. Figure skates are way better.
Hockey skates are way better. You actually have ankle support.
If you tie your skates right in figure skates, you have pretty good ankle support.
But the toe pick, that's the...
The toe pick is the best thing in the world. It's so useful.
I just stop. The only way I stop when I skate is I run into something.
I literally can't hit
the
boards. Stop it.
Stopped. Like, hit the tree. Stopped. So fell on your ass. Stopped.
I was like really aggressive at hockey because I would just slam into people.
Yeah.
I was like, can't. How else stop, are you going to stop?
Oh, body checking. Nope. Stopping.
I'm just trying to stop.
He's stopping because nobody told me how. You just said go on the ice and play.
Right? It's so different.
Nobody
and
gave
the,
me
like,
a lesson.
And the heel pick thing. Like, the blades are so different between figure skates and hockey skates.
I definitely, and I mean, I guess it's probably just, like, what you know, right? Like, I know figure skates more, but it's been a long time, and I'm not 100% sure that I could skate in any way, shape, or form now. Like, I don't think it's like riding a bike.
It is, actually.
You think?
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Like, I skated until I was, like, 8, tripped and fell on my face, and was like, fuck it.
And called
never
it
again.
Yeah.
And then I skated, like, maybe 3 years ago, and it's like kind of like riding a bike if you have someone to like hold you up, kind of.
Okay, so like you're not going to be like movement. Doing triple sow cows and shit.
No,
but, like, you can go
whip
forward.
Out a quad.
Wah-choo!
Triple axle. No, never could.
Not
never
even
would.
Not even a single axle.
No, triple.
There's no leaving the ice.
Triples are best.
The only leaving the ice is going down.
Yeah,
not up.
But it's literally not bad. Like it's just like pushing. Like you just.
Okay, we should do
in the winter
river skating.
Yeah,
double
not,
date.
Oh, I was gonna say not on the river because it obviously is a river and it doesn't freeze evenly, so it's
yeah,
like Bump
it's
City.
Great.
Whereas at the Forks, hey Winnipeg, hi. If you do like the trails, they're like groomed, so
well,
it's
nice.
A lot smoother, and they have like rinks that you can
okay.
like skate on.
That's
not the main one that everyone's going to see you fall at. There's like a deeper one.
Okay,
which is
I'm into
nice.
It.
To hide our shame.
I love that
exactly.
It's the beginning of the summer and we're like, what can we do in winter? It's because we're Canadian.
Yeah. Winter will be here. Winter is coming. It'll
winter
be here
coming.
In like 3 days, I'm sure.
It's May right now, right? June,
it's,
July, August, September. We get 5 months.
It's May.
It'll snow in October.
Mid-May. And we just got out of it going down past 0 degrees. So freezing.
It was like a billion
every
degrees
night.
Today. And I was like, why?
Yeah.
I
this is like
why.
April weather. We're behind schedule.
Yeah.
But like it's far too warm already.
No.
Today was too warm for me.
It could be warmer.
It could just be like this the whole summer would be nice.
Like 25 is good.
I have a question. This is 0% related to what we're doing right now.
Yes, cats.
We are cabining. Potatoes. This summer. Are we camping? Do we want to camp?
Depends on where.
I got a new tent.
We could have not thought about it.
I think, like, I'd like to camp.
I like a good St. Malo weekend.
I was just going to say, like, a St. Malo weekend.
A what?
St. Malo. It's a campground. Just, okay. It's a town south of the city, and it's like a man-made lake, and they have a full, like, campground area. It's where we'd group camp every year.
Yeah.
So we'd go there with, like, the posse. It's really nice. There's, like, a little bit of a louder section, so we'd rage in that area and still go to bed at, like, 11
because
we're 30.
Because we're 30.
Will we
we're
have to cut this out so that any strange and crazed fans will not find out and stalk us camping like a bad horror?
No.
I mean,
we didn't
no,
give away what weekend.
Yeah, no, and St. Malo is, like, a popular camping spot.
Like, even just the beach is nice to go to, like, during
and
the day.
And honestly, like, if we have a fan who is willing to do that, come say hi.
Just be our friend. You don't need to stalk
us
from a distance.
You can just say hi.
I made it into the group. You can too.
Yeah, you really, you fucked your way into here. It has nothing to do with the fact that we've known each other for 20 years.
Right? I like looking at you right now because your face is half covered by a pillow.
I know, I like looking
so
at you.
So I can't actually tell when you're talking.
I can see a little eye pop
I
out.
I have to hide behind a stack of pillows because I'm so loud that the mics pick me up and none of the mics pick up anyone else.
No.
Just me. I have a very good
It's beautiful.
Voice.
I like this because social cues, you know, you can like see people speaking. So there's not super overlap, but I can't see your mouth. So who knows what's happening over
I
there.
Literally
I can
can't
see your forehead,
stop interrupting, though.
So I can see when your eyes go up, so I know when you're surprised.
Oh, no. It's always.
I'm shook.
This is my Kegel's face.
Where else have we camped? Nowhere, really. That's it.
I checked out.
Oh, we should go to Riding Mountain.
I would love to go to Riding Mountain. I'm doing winter camping at Riding Mountain.
Mm, yurt, yurt.
It's called an Otentic or something. Yeah. So like the yurts are the round ones, and then these ones are like the A-frame shaped ones, and they have
heaters,
fireplaces. So I'm really excited. So me and Nora are doing that like as a romantic getaway winter weekend.
It's pretty, but like if you go, it's got to be later in the summer because it's a mountain. It's a Manitoba mountain, so the water's gonna be cold. So you want to go up like
AKA a hill.
This was a Manitoba mountain.
Yeah, so a hill.
But it's cool. And then if you go deeper, hopefully you can hit up a few bogs and see some dead shit in them.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. I saw a dead moose in the bog last time I was up there.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Oh, and then I saw an actual moose.
Was it like gnarly and rotten?
It was like half in, so it's like antlers were up.
Yeah.
And his body was decaying, so yeah.
It's fucking sweet.
Awesome.
And then we saw a real one on the drive up, and then bears also. It was pretty hip.
Nice. I'm down. We should do that. Sorry, I'm scratching my
face. They do little cabins there, too.
I was going to say we could rent either a little cabin or I think the yurt would be fun. The yurt sleeps like 6 people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, depending on my husband's like life and work and stuff, I don't know that he'd be able to because he's also going like away to Montreal this summer.
Yeah, he's got plans.
If we did like us and Caramel.
Yeah, he's up and out too often, so we have to.
Yeah, we'd have to like try to plan and see if it's possible. Mm-hmm. Or we could just do us.
That's true.
Thruple life.
Always. Never not thrupling. That's my code name.
The thing is like, I guess I'm the third wheel now, but
I feel like Dave's the third wheel.
Ouch.
No offense.
Yo, this shit's a tricycle.
I feel like it a little bit depends. Like when we start going off on like people that you don't know, you're like, oh. But then when we start going off on people that he doesn't know, he's like, oh.
And then when we say, haha, so inside joke,
basically,
you're like, wait.
I'm the axle and you're both the wheels.
She holds us together?
I am what holds you together. I'm what brought you together.
He was a rusty axle.
I'm a little loose. I just snorted into it. I like snorted on the mic.
I hope that catches. I'm excited.
I don't know how I could excited. Not.
I want it.
Yeah, I want that on repeat a few times. Just
but the end
like
song.
It was like
a yeah, just change the pitch.
It's just snorting. You're snorting to the soundtrack ending.
You know, I was trying to play the intro song the other day on my guitar.
Can't.
I have no fucking idea what I played. Like at all. So if ever we get super famous and do live shows.
It's done. We'll have to find a...
We'll just play the recording of
compositionist
it.
Compositionist to
you know?
Re.
Like I won't
it.
Play the song.
No.
It's I'll super... I know it's literally like 3 chords.
Thunk.
Yeah. I definitely did that to be like, to not have to worry about copyrighted shit. She was like, if we just play something, I want it to be like under 10 seconds so that like it forces people to listen to it. Because if you skip ahead, you miss the like opening bit.
Yeah, sometimes there's fun stuff before the music.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes there's fun stuff after.
Yep.
At the end of the day.
Those are some of my favorite parts.
Sometimes it's just like good. So out of context and so fucking funny every time.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Even just thinking about stuff I edit out, I'm like, chortle.
There's so much. We'll get a bloop going sometime.
Oh, God. It'll be like 40 hours.
Well, you could do like you did before and just make a bunch.
I know.
Put them there and then I can share them on the Patreon.
Like, I haven't even done any from all of our Halloween ones.
You should save those to put out for Halloween. And we could just have our Halloween bloops every, like, the next year.
We'll get, like, an hour of bloopers for Halloween.
Every time, yeah.
Speaking of Halloween, today we're watching Don't Knock Twice from 2017. A mother, desperate to reconnect with her troubled daughter, becomes embroiled in the urban legend of a demonic witch.
Ooh, witchy.
And the picture is a skeletal hand knocking a knocker. But not on a door, because we can see a room behind the hand.
It's literally a brick wall, though, that the door is
open.
It's a
door. So technically, why is she knocking if the door is open?
Or is that the wall that the door's in, but we're in a room with a knocker?
The door is on a brick wall.
I can see it now. We're looking across a street, and so the building lines up to our left.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought definitely the car was a couch
that's
telephone
a
booth was a bookshelf.
I thought the brick wall was like the door is just, there's just brick behind it.
Just open.
But if you knock twice, it's a portal to a different realm.
Who knocks twice?
People who don't knock three times.
But like, if I'm at a door, what? It's like in the trailer, it's like a boom, boom. Knocking one time awakens her. I feel knocking like twice summons like her.
Like a three, or I do like a doot, 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 doot.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the shave and a haircut.
Two bits.
What if you knock three times? She's just like, oh, whatever.
Then someone's going to meet you in the hallway and think that you've fallen in love with them. Oh. That's a reference to a song from like 50, 60 years ago. Only seniors will get this joke. Only 40s kids will know this song.
No.
All of our many elderly listeners out there.
Yeah. I've got no one. My mom might know this song, but not. Like, she's not old enough for it to be her generation.
Sing it.
Knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Twice on the pipe. Boom, boom. If the answer is no. Ooh. I'm not going to do it more because I don't know what copyright laws are You're on good. Songs from the 40s.
Zero. Zero copyright. Copyright unnecessarily needed.
It's like, it's one of those classics. Like, all my seniors know it.
I know it, but I didn't know that you fell in love if you knocked in a hallway.
Well, no, it's the story of this guy, and he lives in an apartment, and he lives above this chick that he's like, wow, she's hot. And he's like, knock three times on the ceiling if you want to go out with me. And if you don't, knock twice on the pipe so you can hear it. He's like,
how does he get that message down to her? Does he like
He ties it to a note. And dangles it in her window.
Oh, that's
interesting.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just write, would you like to go out with me, check yes or no, and slide it under her door and be like, apartment 3B.
It's more romantic to knock on the ceiling or the pipe. And it's like the pipes clang and he's like, oh.
In this building, the pipes are always clanging and I wouldn't knock on the ceiling because it's going to fall down.
A lot of false negatives.
It's a radiator, so... He'd just be like, oh, I guess not. Or she'd be like, knocking on the pipe, and he's like, oh, that can't be it. It's the radiator clanging.
She's knocked seven times now. She's having a seizure.
I only said twice, so
she said no two and a half times.
She just keeps saying no. It's quite devastating. I got it the first time.
I don't have to hammer it home. It's a little rude. Bitch. And that's your lesson for songs from the golden age.
Yes. And half a bottle down, shall we begin this movie?
Shit. Okay. Are you really half a bottle in?
Oh, wow.
I was down there. Exaggerating slightly. I'm just at the tip of this, like, bottom of the set. The bottom of the top of the seven.
I'm right here. Okay, hold on.
Dave's drunk more than I have.
Oh, yeah.
I'm putting that at the end.
I went to do that away from the mic and I just went instead of the clink.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Say it.
Did you know that clink is the sound of three glasses clinking?
Yeah.
I did not.
I was asking you.
I did not know. I'm sorry. I can't see you beyond your wall of pillows.
As a matter of fact, yes, I did.
That's our fun fact is, again, I didn't want to like use a sound that existed.
We couldn't find one.
We couldn't find a good one. And then we messed around with a bunch of different glasses. Like, we did so many recordings of like clink sounds to get it the way that we wanted.
Like at least five glasses.
Oh yeah,
different styles of glasses that
we
tried.
And then it was, I think it was three of those like
the crystal ones,
the little wine glass style ones. Yeah, and it was just those three like clinked together, and it was like that's good.
And also at that point we're like that's good.
We were like
that's good.
Fine.
That's some solid Foley
it's
work.
Done. But it definitely like you would never. Are you just wiping hair off on your chin?
Trying to get the hair out of my mouth by rubbing it on my face.
That's fair. But it's one of those things that's like we worked so hard, but we could have just found like a soundboard and like pulled a clink sound. But I just felt better about it. Like
it's us clinking.
Yeah, it's literally us clinking. So we're going to watch this movie that's called something about a door. Clink.
Oh, that's weak.
Here we go.
Everyone at the same time. 3, 2, 1. Beautiful.
Oh, your one guy.
I think that was actually pretty good.
We interrupt this broadcast to inform you that due to technical difficulties, we will now be watching horror classic Pumpkinhead. We are unable to watch whatever the fuck we said we were going to watch. Something about knocking on a door. Instead, we are watching Pumpkinhead. Prepare yourselves. That's where it's going.
Pumpkinhead, 1988, a father, Lance, invokes the demon Pumpkinhead to avenge his son's death at the hands of big city bikers. Ooh! In this horror classic filled with the essence of evil, semen.
Fuck.
Oh, my peaches. I'm just a sweet southern belle. I ain't been charmed by no moonshine.
All this excitement has given me a case of the vapors.
Y'all motherfuckers, this bitch has gotten drunk.
Inspired by a poem by Ed Justin.
If his head's not actually a pumpkin, I have to jump out the window.
Look at that. The moonlight is beautiful, glistening off the top of his head.
Baby, all alone in the moonlight, shining onto your bald head.
What a beautiful sight.
Well, it's still red in there. Maybe her name is Roxanne.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's real hard to turn this accent off once you get into it.
Is that Macaulay Culkin from My Girl?
Oh, dear Lord, maybe.
This guy looks like a meth addict.
This is oddly sexual.
They're doing their monthly hand washing. Oh, damn. That is one rough looking man.
They've been drinking. They've been driving. Drinking. Don't
they've been drinking. They've been driving. They've been drinking. Driving.
Well, look at that. It's the little fucking Pagemaster.
It's just a truck of orphans.
Is this guy from Goonies?
Pumpkinhead.
That's Corey Feldman's eldest brother, Rory Feldman.
Gypsy, no!
That would not have killed a child.
This is the most convoluted death scene I've ever seen.
You start off this trip, you know, you're going to a cabin, you kill a kid. Usually the mood kind of dies along with the kid and the trip is over.
She know which things up in the woods where which real one.
Oh, shit. This poor baby. Have you noticed there's like literally no women in this movie?
Okay, what did I miss?
Was like, I need that witch lady to get my baby better. And the dad was like, I can't help you. She'll take you to the devil. And the kids, and he's like, I'll give you $10. He's like, that bitch lives up upon the ridge.
Okay. Kinda.
That is exactly what just happened. Like, word for word.
The years have not been kind to this woman.
Ooh, there's a lot of fucking
tarantulas, as they say.
This old bitch looks like maybe she's already dead.
It's like they're on a boat and they're going fast and they have a nautical theme Peshmina Afghan.
This woman should have stayed in the ground.
I don't bleed blood like that.
Nobody makes me bleed my own blood. Oh, and thus is the birth of Pumpkinhead.
Monkey.
Ew. Oh. E.T.? Fun, huh?
Gross.
Gold. Oh.
Whoa. Fuck. If someone killed somebody that I love, I would leave it up to the authorities to figure out what happened, and I would not seek revenge and kill people on my own.
The judicial system will work.
The Jewy Decimal system's got it covered.
Amen, Jewy Decimal. They are killing him!
You guys, this bitch is getting hung to fuck.
He's just as injured as that little boy was, if not more.
Gonna go hard or go home. Go hard, then go home.
But if we just kill her, what's the vibe there?
Okay, so basically they killed his kid. He went to go get resurrect Pumpkinhead. Pumpkinhead is connected to him through his blood so that he sees and feels everything that Pumpkinhead does while he's killing these people and regrets it.
Pumpkinhead is an alien who doesn't actually have a pumpkin for a head.
You do have a point.
Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods yet? Are we out of the woods? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear yet? Are we in the clear? In the clear yet? Good.
Oh, look. He's way up there, actually.
He's a pumpkin. He's a vine. Light this bitch on fire.
Oh, daddy, no. Are you out of the woods yet?
Did he have a dick, though? Did Pumpkinhead dick up?
I want to say that was his tail, but I can't be sure if that was not Pumpkinhead dick.
Oh my God, that is his dick.
Poked it right through him. Oh, and ripped off his head for fun.
My God, anything could happen in this time. It's so busy.
What the fuck is happening here?
Holy, holy, holy.
Pumpkinhead is very alien for a spirit brought up from the ground by a witch.
Very much so. Oh, and the church and consecrated ground does absolutely nothing.
He's like, fuck your Jesus.
How do you feel about this movie? What's your rating?
4.
5 pumpkin heads out of 7 ignorant people with no knowledge of CPR.
Wow.
That's fair. I rate this movie 4.
4 in general. I rate this movie 5 pumpkinless heads out of 1 supposed pumpkin head.
I stand by 4.
4. Just a 4.
I don't know what it's out of. Just 4 feels right. I rate the people in this as dumb as a 1.
Is Pumpkinhead a pumpkin?
Negative.
Pumpkinhead is just maybe slightly vinish. When did he get a flamethrower to Pumpkinhead?
Oh, he's trying to burn Pumpkinhead.
This is not even pumpkin-like at all.
Pumpkinhead's an alien.
But now it's changing into him, you see.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Fire. I was born of this.
Oh,
he's a pumpkin. Fucking carve him. Holy fuck, Daddy.
Pumpkinhead was him all along. Shoot him in the fucking head.
I think he should have looked more like a pumpkin. The end.
He looks like my only takeaway. Pumpkinhead from Trick or Treat looks.
He's looked a very alien. Like when he was walking.
Yeah.
Oh, obscene. Oh, shit.
Yep. I think they got him. He is maybe on fire.
Oh, that's I've just seen the it, bonfire. That's not the alien body. In case you were wondering. It's just the Sunday night fire.
Ah, makes sense.
So this movie, this guy was just like, oh, my kid died in an accident. Better fucking lose my shit and call upon this demon thing / alien to kill these kids.
Yeah.
And then at the end of it was like, oh, no, what have I done? And killed himself?
Pretty much.
He's like, oh, the demon's actually me. Probably, then.
Oh, I've realized that if I kill myself, this thing will
die. The crone.
Oh, and whose body does she have? His body.
Now he is Pumpkinhead, but later on.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
And thus, there were many a sequel.
I hate that.
I'm disturbed that this poor old lady lives completely alone. Like, someone should get her home care.
But also at the same time, she must be doing well. Because it's not like she's getting her diapers changed.
Fair.
She's somewhat functional.
What is that necklace?
I mean,
it was a gift from
digging.
His son.
Oh, good. Pumpkinhead 2!
And then eventually onto like Pumpkinhead like 4.
So there's at least
the
Pumpkinhead 4.
The lesson here is if your child dies, just kill yourself.
Oh, no.
The moral of the story.
No.
Well,
moral
I mean,
story is revenge.
First, you seek
pay.
Revenge, and then you kill yourself. That's
basic. Yeah,
but I'm
just saying, like, there's no point if you're just gonna die. I feel like maybe the moral of the story is revenge is not the sweetest medicine, but actually, maybe just bad for you.
Revenge tastes pretty sweet.
Revenge is sour,
like a lemon.
Like a lemon.
A lemon.
It's bean. The best of both
like a
worlds.
Lime and bean.
Lime lemon. Oh, like a lime and bean.
Vodka is best served
cold.
As 10 ounces in a 2 liter.
Yeah, vodka is best served chilled in a 2 liter.
As fast
at
as
10
you can
ounces
drink it.
When you're thirsty on a Monday afternoon.
Oh, dear Lord.
When
it
it's 23 degrees outside.
What time is it?
6:15.
Oh my god.
Ow!
I thought it was like 8:30. Why are you owing?
You literally ripped my toe out of my foot.
Just crack. It's good for your feet.
No. It has a weird tingle now.
Yeah, that means it worked.
No.
That means it worked. Or it's out of the socket.
I'll have to tape it to the other toes to make it feel better.
You'll be fine.
Wow. Ow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Ouch. Anyway.
So what happened in this movie?
That's
nothing.
A real good question.
A lot of witchy woo for some
this
alien juju.
This kid dies because of some kids on some dirt bikes by accident. And then this dad's like, oh, I better revenge you. And he goes to the local swamp witch. And she's like, dig up that fucking pile over there and then you'll get your revenge. And he goes and digs it up. And then Pumpkinhead comes out and is like, ooh, I'm gonna kill you all. And he's like, oh yeah, kill them all. And then he's like, oh no, now I feel bad about it. Oh, we have to stop Pumpkinhead. And then he's like, oh, if I kill me, that'll kill Pumpkinhead. And then he kills himself.
That's the most concise version of a movie. That's... I've literally ever heard.
Well done.
Who are you right now? Because that's not you.
That's what happened.
That's not you, but that's what happened. I will say Pumpkinhead bears no resemblance to actual pumpkin.
You are very disappointed by the lack of pumpkin. It does not look
like a pumpkin. Definitely.
Looks very much like Alien from Alien V Predator. They call it
Pumpkinhead because it was buried in a pumpkin patch.
Well, he should have had a fucking head of a pumpkin. There's no doubt.
I don't know. I thought it was
I mean, it was kind of like bulbousy, like...
Like, I'm going to just start calling y'all both pumpkin heads and you don't have pumpkins for heads.
You know what, bitch? My head looks more like a pumpkin than that thing's did.
Exactly. Again, point made.
All right. I think we've already given our...
We gave our ratings, yeah.
Yeah, our ratings.
I rated it 4.
Did you?
Me?
Yeah, we rated it.
Oh, you did. I rated it.
You rated it. I don't know.
I think I was like 5 pumpkin heads out of 7 people who didn't know CPR.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's a good rating.
I don't know what happened.
Something.
I already don't know what's happened today.
All right, new rating.
Yeah.
4. I stand by it.
Yes, you said 4. Just 4.
I rate this movie 1 dog who should have known better.
Fucking
out
dogs.
Of 7 people who could have performed CPR.
Maybe don't get a dog if you don't know how to train it. Should we also watch The Tick now?
Kaylee doesn't
like it. I don't
like
it.
He plays The Tick. I love The Tick. Like the first season. Like I didn't like the guy at first either, but it grew on me.
Has anyone seen the Ant-Man movie?
Yeah, yep. Of course.
Has anyone seen the second Ant-Man movie?
Of course. Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I have not seen the second Ant-Man movie.
It's good.
Which made
Endgame
a little confusing.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, Ant-Man. And it was just like he came out of nowhere.
Well, he was sucked into the quantum
realm.
Or yep.
Whatever.
And then he got zips up back out when
zip
what?
Zap zoom.
When
a rat activated the van.
Like controls.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
I thought they were
but
gonna
I
do
guess it doesn't matter.
More with the quantum realm. Like he didn't get snapped because he was in it. And if you're tiny, you can untiny and you can go in quantum time and zip zap. I mean, technically, kind of what they did, but at the same time.
I thought it was like more of different. A shield or like where everything ended up, like the souls and all that stuff. But then they're like, nah, it's time travel.
Nah, bro.
I liked how when they did their time travel thing, they were like going into the time and we'll be back immediately. Because like, why wouldn't you? Why would you make people wait when you don't have to?
Or, I like how they're like
30 seconds
back
later.
To the future is bullshit.
Right?
Oh,
because like, so no, good. Because when you go back to the past, that's your future.
Yeah. I love that they're like, just because you're going back doesn't doesn't change everything
what's
from that moment
right
on.
Now?
You going back, changing that, and then coming back is your future. It's not a new thing.
Yeah, this is just what was at all.
Which I like.
Because the timeline that splits off is not your timeline.
Yeah. It's like a
y'all
crack in
watch
the line.
Timeless.
Book. TV
Speaking
show?
Of timeless. Travel.
Oh, yes.
You watch Timeless.
Yo.
I think there's like only 2 seasons though, which is too bad. But I'm deep in it.
But I, Endgame, pretty good. Well, I mean, we'll talk about it here. Who died? I thought probably would.
Yep.
Which is fine.
That's fair. I didn't real. Well, I knew for like 1.
Yeah.
But
20 years in the making. When the fuck did the first Iron Man come out?
The first Iron Man.
Yeah, like
came
the
out
first
our
MCU
first
movie.
Year of university. 2008.
So literally 20 years in the making.
Honey, that's 11 years.
Oh, oops, math's hard. That's
2008
like, yeah,
to 2019
years.
Is 11 years.
Yeah. Well, 11 years in the making.
You can, if
well,
you want to go back
still
to the first
time,
Hulk,
guys.
It's like 12 or 13.
Yeah.
But
yeah, they don't count that. That's fine. But again,
but
over
is,
10 years in the making.
Yeah. I get it because, you know.
It's a long time
to be playing one character.
And he went out how I thought he would.
Quite well.
No.
No? Interesting.
I felt like aspects of it were kind of shoehorned in to make it feel like it should mean more than it did.
Ooh.
Yep. Like,
I mean, that's kind of Disney's way, though.
Yeah.
Like, they really shoehorn like, in a lot
they
of
were
crap.
Just like, better make, better do this so that you feel sadder later about it. And it made me not feel sad at all.
Or, like, spoiler alert, like, with the stones is ultimate power, right? So, could you not wish that.
Yeah, I don't understand
the
this.
The snap didn't happen, slash, Thanos was never born.
What pissed me off about this whole thing was, like, you can snap your fingers and literally unkill half of the entire population. Universe, mm-hmm. but you can't be like, and also these two people are alive? Really? You can't just be like, but I'm also just gonna, you can't, really? Half of the entire universe? The two people that died.
Who are you trying to relive?
The two people that died.
Stark and Captain America?
No, Captain America was like, okay, I get it. He went and got to live his life.
Yeah, he went and got old, yeah. Remember? You're talking about...
Stark and Black Widow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who died.
He said he tried, wink, wink, Hulky time.
I know, but sure. I think that just seemed really dumb to me. It's like, really? Like,
yeah. But then it is like, you could technically make some more Pym juice and go get her from a different timeline and bring her back.
I know. It's all, it's dumb. I'm intrigued to see her movie, though.
Yeah.
Which will,
well, I think they're going to end up doing Crisis on, was it Infinite Earths or whatever? Yeah, we're like multiple dimensions.
Getting a movie, so whether or not it's a prequel or like...
I'm pretty sure it's going to be like an origin story.
Which is cool. I'd
Fat
like to see
Thor
hers.
Was great, though.
Yep, I was so happy I had the body of a god.
It's interesting that she's like getting that. A prequel movie, but also she's fucking 30 now, so watching her at 16, acting as her
Scarlett
at 16.
Johansson?
Yeah.
Lots of CGI.
It's definitely not 30.
Well, she's, what, 36?
She's pushing 40. Okay, Google. How old is Scarlett
But you know what I mean? Like, it's her movie, and they're obviously going to have her cast as her the entire time.
Oh my gosh, she's only 34?
Yeah. She's young.
I'm sorry, Scarlett. I definitely thought you were pushing for
it. No, so it's like her acting as her at like 16 will be interesting.
That'd be cool.
It'll be something. And then.
But yeah, that was Pumpkinhead.
Yeah. But then the best part of that is just like the new Spider-Man movie. And they're like, oh, how did literally everyone in Spider-Man stay the same age? Oh, we were all snapped. And now we're all back. Cool. Cool, cool, cool. So like everyone in your year. Of like hundreds of kids was just snapped and now you're still 16 and that's pretty cool.
Here's how I feel about this film.
Pumpkinhead needs a Pumpkinhead.
How I feel about this film called Pumpkinhead. This film that's a cult classic and I guess people have loved for ages. This is how I feel about it, okay?
Right?
I love practical effects. I thought the Pumpkinhead monster was good, but...
Special
it wasn't that
crew,
great
cool.
of a movie.
They literally could have called it Alien Man, and it would have made more sense, because he didn't fucking look like a pumpkin.
Could have called it Revenge Scenario, right? And it would have been this.
Children of the Corn 3. Like, Glasses is Revenge.
Like, I don't feel, and this is kind of like my sort of metric is like, I don't feel like we just wasted a bunch
no.
of time. Like, I don't feel like I threw away time that I can never
but
get
I
back,
feel like,
but I feel like I would never watch it again.
I feel like Macaulay Culkin should have had his moment to shine.
You know, he could have slapped his cheeks and went, but he didn't.
No, he just died and when a motorcycle landed near him.
But it's like, how
exactly?
Why do you let your kid... And it's like, okay, I get it. Normally, like, you're kick and run and play or whatever, but suddenly just some random ass teenager show up and they're like, we want a dirt bike on your property. And it's like, maybe you, like, put your kid on a lead.
Right. But, like, the kid, he was like, don't go anywhere. And the kid's like, yeah. And he literally was only chasing the dog. So it's very Pet Cemetery
yeah.
of this murder.
Also,
yes.
How poorly trained is this dog? Why don't you tie your dog on? You
that would have been
fucking
the key.
Dog on this never would have happened.
Exactly.
Your dog on a line.
Also, I've never met someone who's riding a dirt bike who couldn't jump a thing midair, be like, that's a human, and move slightly.
And then
do
bail.
Something, right? Well, the first one did.
they took
the second guy was like, better nail that kid.
They took
the
exact same path, and one was like, oh, I'm jumping, and like he'd skid and was fine. The second one, like the landing looked worse for the second one.
It was like, but he also still hit the kid. I'd rather hit this kid than hurt myself.
Well, and then he ran away. So I mean,
then he ran away.
To be fair,
and he fucked up. Did that guy ever die?
Certainly, he did.
Yes.
I'm
his probation officer came to the house and was like, you're done, bitch, and then killed him. The probation officer was named Pumpkinhead.
Should we just say goodbye and eat
chili?
Thank
you for coming this evening.
Thanks for coming.
See you, Emma.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for asking us your questions. No, that's a different
question. Long ago. Thanks for joining Pumpkinhead. Thanks for letting us live
our live show.
Fucking Edward 40 Hands lives.
Remember that time we did Edward 40 Hands?
Barely. Yeah,
I want to do it again. Yeah. Like, if everyone else is game, like, I'm going to top up and continue my life.
Kaylee's going to dive on in and do another 40.
Yeah, let's do it.
Where can you find us?
I actually have to work tomorrow, so I probably won't do a whole nother channel.
It's also only 6:30.
But it's also only 6:30, so I'm going to eat. I'm going to see what happens, and y'all can get fucked, girl.
Thanks for listening.
Where can they find you guys?
Literally look up Shutterbugs on fucking Google. We can't help you.
You go to bing.ca.
Yes, Yahoo.
And you type in Shutter. That's S-H-U-D-D-E-R.
Space.
Bugs.
1G.
And whatever's not porn is us.
And if it is porn,
it might
click
be
it
us.
Just to see. Just in case. Anyways,
you can also, if you want to get more specific, go to shutter-bugs.com. I really still to this day want shutter-bugs.com.
We're waiting. We want that address.
And I a little bit regret not buying shutterbugs.ca.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, girl can only do what she can do for $100 a year.
Can't be choosies. Beggars can't be choosies.
Where do we put shit?
We are upon Facebook, Twitter, all the things, and nerdopotamus.net.
And nerdopotamus.
All Shutterbugs, fucking Google it.
Look, I'm just, like, you go to Google.
You do it. You type
it. You go to Yahoo. You go to Bing. Ask Jeeves. And you type in Shutterbugs. And
literally, we're your top five answers.
That's it. That's awesome.
And if it's not us, can you tell us what it is? Because that's not right.
Hey, Jeeves, where can I find the Shutterbugs? And the top answer will be, you can find the Shutterbugs at, and it'll just be linked to our website.
Perfect.
Is Ask Jeeves still a thing?
Yes. He's about as relevant as a paperclip in Microsoft.
Oh, Clippy.
Clippy, my motherfucker.
My man.
My bitch.
Who you?
Poor Clippy. Clippy's about as useful as falling on her face. Thanks for listening. We love you. Peace, shitties.
Good evening.
We out. This is my mic drops.
Good evening. Bye.